Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Tiki and Tierney NFL Training Camp Two-A-Days as we visit all 32 NFL camps to preview the upcoming season.
New York Jets, 4-12, last in the AFC East. The Jets may have had the most active offseason in football, hiring Adam Gase as their head coach and adding stars like Le'Veon Bell and C.J. Mosley before drafting Quinnen Williams third overall. Sam Darnold will have high expectations, and Gase is excited to work with the young QB.
Every day is a learning experience for myself, for him, the group. I mean, he takes coaching as well as anybody I've ever been around. He wants to do things right.
Have the Jets' moves made them playoff contenders, or are they still a year or two away?
All right, so let's get to those Jets. We're joined now by Eric Coleman, former Jets defensive back. He's an analyst for CBS TV, does some stuff with Sirius. Eric, what's happening, buddy? How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Doing awesome, man. Let's be honest. And you know, outside of life, contrived enthusiasm, false enthusiasm, this is really the first time in almost a decade where there's actual tangible hope and hype and belief and positivity. Jets have a pretty decent roster, top to bottom. What do you make of their summer so far?
I think they've had a great summer so far, especially on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, you look at Sam Darnold and what he's doing, the confidence he's throwing the ball with, and the weapons that they've provided for him. It's turned out to look like a great offensive team. I like the addition of Channing Crowder. You know, he's going to be a big weapon for Sam Darnold in that slot. He's had a great summer. He's been dominant in there. You know, even in preseason practices, the games he's been playing well. I am, however, concerned a bit about the secondary. I mean, listen, Jamal Adams is one of the best safeties in the league, but, you know, Tremaine Johnson has been banged up with the hammy, and then I don't really know if there's another corner, if there's a number two and three corner for the Jets to have with those matchups. And we all know where the game is going nowadays, where they're throwing the ball around the field. There's a lot of talent up front, but in that secondary, I'm a little worried.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, that's certainly justified. If the Jets are going to sneak into the wild card picture, they're going to have to win a lot of 34 to 31 games because they're not going to win too many 17 to 13 games. I know that. Quarterback's an issue. I don't disagree. Let's Le'Veon Bell, all right? So in terms of the old notion, you know, rest versus rust, I can't tell with my eyes. I've seen the footage at camp and everything. But as a former player, does he look rusty or does he look rested to you?
He looks rested to me. I mean, he looks rejuvenated. He has a great bounce. And, you know, he's been making some amazing cuts. And, you know, just watching him in practice and talking to some of the offensive linemen, they're really impressed with his vision, his ability to break through holes. And everyone says, you know, when they watch Le'Veon, he looks like he's not trying. He looks like he's not running fast, but he's separating from defenders. And, I mean, he's just such a great talent. And it's going to be exciting to see how they use he and Ty Montgomery in the backfield. I mean,
yeah,
guys who can catch the ball to the backfield, you know, they can have those two-back sets with both of them in the game. It's going to create a lot of mismatches.
Yeah, Montgomery's had a very good summer. And, you know, Gase and the decision, Avery Williamson blew out his knee the other night against the Falcons. And Gase admirably took the blame for that. But it also seemingly decided for him finally, you know, in terms of at least finality of it, because I don't think he was fully there, that Le'Veon Bell's not going to play this summer. Is that the right move? I think it is, but is it the right move?
I think it is. I mean, listen, the running back position, I mean, you take so many shots, and it's a position where a lot of times you don't know where those shots are coming from. So why not protect your asset, save him for the season, you know, allow him to be fresh. I know he's had a year off, but, you know, he's still gone through training camp. He's still taking hits. He's still, you know, going through the rigors of training camp. I don't see really any need to put him out there on the field for a preseason game to see if he's a good running back, because I think we all know the answer to that question.
No, he's not good. He's great when he's on. There's no doubt. It's amazing. Eric Coleman's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. So – Eric, 9 years in the NFL, played for the Jets for a bunch of them, the Falcons, Lions as well. CBS TV covers the Jets. He's at camp and certainly knows the franchise in and out. Listen, Eric, I was screaming for years, ask Tiki, just get me an offensive coach. I was so tired of the young or the unproven defensive coordinators. You know, I didn't think it was an accident that the Jets were woefully behind the quarterback market as they've been basically my entire life because they never hire offensive coaches. So having said that, I like the hiring of Adam Gase. He's going to be good for Sam Darnold. What kind of, you know, presence does he, how does he project? I mean, do the guys like him? Does he run a tight ship? What are you seeing from Gase, the second job now, formerly of Miami, as we know?
Well, I really like the hire of Gase, and he's brought an attitude. He's a tough guy. He's a hard-nosed coach, definitely offensive-minded, but he brings a certain toughness about him, you know, and he holds his players accountable. He wants guys in this organization that care about football first. You know, he's not concerned about the off-the-field distractions. If you're not a guy who's 100% bought into the team, then you're going to be out of here pretty soon. So I think the guys have adjusted well to him. He's taking care of the players. He's showing up offensively the different mindset. You know, having a head coach that's an offensive coordinator, that's offensive-minded, who can relate to the quarterback, I think is going to be very important, especially when you look at the defensive side of the ball and you have Greg Williams. You know, he's not going to have to be too concerned about what's going on defense. He can just handle Sam Darnold, develop him as a quarterback, and I think we all know that would help them be a much better team than they were last year.
Agreed. All right, let's focus on Darnold. I love him. He's all football, no nonsense, no social media. You don't have to worry about him going out at night and, God forbid, doing the wrong thing. He's just a good kid, and he's really talented, but he's also still very young, and Josh McCown's no longer around to hold his hand in the meeting room and show him the ropes. What have you seen tangibly different this summer from Sam versus last summer?
Well, I think that when you go out and watch Sam throw the ball, he's thrown the ball with much more velocity. And I don't know if it's having that time to rest in the offseason, you know, not being a rookie, or if it's just his confidence. You know, he seems to be getting the ball out quick. He's throwing it with some great velocity. He's accurate. And he just really carries himself with a lot of confidence. You know, I had a chance to talk to him, and I asked him, you know, what is the biggest difference between this offseason and the last one, or this training camp and the last one? And he said it's the confidence. You know, I've been through a season before. I've been through an offseason with these guys. I have an understanding of the playbook and how we want to attack defenses, and I have more command of the huddle. So he can take more of a leadership role, and I think that's what you need from your quarterback. You need him to be a leader. Let everybody know it's going to be all right. Push those guys to work hard, and he's done all those things so far in training camp.
Eric, let me ask you this. I know there's a lot of variables, and one is certainly the offensive line. One is certainly coaching, health. Do you have weapons on the perimeter? A lot of things go into whether or not a quarterback has a terrific career or not. But if the Jets do their job and they properly insulate him over the years, and I feel like they're starting to this year, do you think Sam Darnold could be great?
Absolutely. I definitely think he has all the tools to be a great quarterback. I mean, you mentioned his demeanor. He's a football guy. He wants to learn. He's humble. You know, he works hard. He's a very hard worker, good leader. He has all the physical tools. I mean, look how well he throws the ball when he's on the run, when he's under duress. You know, give him a clean pocket, and he's very accurate. So he really does have all the tools you need out of a great quarterback. You know, it's just about developing him, getting the knowledge of the game. And as you saw last year in the season, you know, he first came out as a starter, as a rookie. He got tricked into some interceptions.
Yep.
He made some mistakes.
Yep.
But when he got hurt, he was able to sit back and watch McCown make mistakes, you know, watch him, how he prepares for a game, how the defenses are attacking him, came back for that last stretch and was lights out. So I look for more of that coming into this second season and for the rest of his career.
You know, it's funny. You talk about being tricked into some plays. It literally was the first play of his career when he threw a pick six in Detroit.
Exactly.
And I know it's easy to lean on this now, you know, basically 7-8 months after the fact, whatever it is. But I thought that showed some real, certainly moxie, but, you know, maybe even a glimpse into his heart and his football soul. I mean, this guy could have just crumbled on the road. Instead, they put up basically 50 points, and they destroyed him that night.
Yeah, it really did show a lot about his character. I mean, your first pass of your NFL career is a pick six. You know, you're playing for New York. How much pressure is there to be a great quarterback? And he bounces back from that game and is lights out. But, you know, I do think that that shows his personality. That's the kind of player he is. He's tough. He's gritty. He's a fighter. I mean, he may not say much, but he's as tough as they come.
Yeah, he is. Do you like the new uniforms, by the way? You wore the old Jet unis. Do you like these?
You know what? I do. And my favorite ones, I'm not a big fan of the black ones.
Why not?
You know, a lot of people like the all black.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's like really the in the Jet culture. I like the green jerseys, and I like the all whites with the green helmets. I think those look sharp.
You know, it's funny.
But I think they did a good job, though.
I just ordered the new helmet for the man cave yesterday. I got to get my wife her Dallas Cowboys helmet, too. I got to do the right thing there. But I got my Jets helmet. I didn't like the uniforms when they first came out. They spent basically a year talking them up, and I'm like, they look like the Eagles, or they look like Marshall, or they look like TCU, whatever they look like. They've grown on me, though. I'm actually okay with them at this point. I kind of like them now.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool that they have their own color of green, you know, the Gotham green. So I think that's cool. But I do agree with you. They did look like a little TCU slash Eagles
right?
when you first look at it. But it's starting to grow on me more. But those green jerseys are lights out, though.
Let me ask you this. Talking to Eric Coleman, former Jet, of course, and he's with CBS, and he covers the Jets. He's with me here on Tiki and Tierney 2 days. We've got Dallas Cowboys next hour, by the way. The addition of Quinnen Williams, most people think the Jets walked away with the best player in the draft. What have you seen? I know we signed a little late. There's the offset money, blah, blah, blah. And I know Williams is going to use him a lot. What are you seeing from Quinnen Williams?
Man, I'm seeing he's such a great athlete. I mean, he's quick like a linebacker playing defensive line. He has a tremendous amount of strength. He's learning a lot, though, still. You know, and I like his attitude towards the game. He knows he's a number three pick, and there's going to be pressure for him to perform, but he's still leaning on Leonard Williams. He's still leaning on Steve McClendon to learn the technical part of the game because he's got away with being a great athlete, being bigger and stronger than everyone. He knows in the NFL it's going to take more than that. It's going to take technique. It's going to take taking care of your body, but he has the proper mindset and the attitude to go about it. But, I mean, man, this kid is quick. He's as quick as they come. He's strong at the point of attack, and I think it's going to be awesome to see he and Leonard Williams, Henry Anderson, and Steve McClendon in the middle of that defense and to see what Greg Williams does with them.
It's not Dwayne Robertson, right? Make sure none of that stuff coming up again, right? Remember that guy from Kentucky?
Yeah, I played with him.
I know you did.
I mean, he was a good athlete, too, but it just, you know, couldn't last. Like, hopefully he'll last longer.
I think he had a bad knee. All right, so the final thing, Eric, what's a good baseline win total here, projection-wise? Where should the Jets be based on their talent and their schedule?
Oh, you know what? It's tough to say, but, you know, in my heart of hearts, not trying to be a homer, anything like that, I legitimately think they can win 7-8 games. And if they play really well and stay healthy, they can win 9 and get into that wild card position.
I think that's fair. And I got to be honest, I think that's a pretty good starting point. I would, you know, you have to obviously go through the season and see who's healthy. I mean, 7 wins right now would disappoint me. I'm kind of expecting 8. And I do think they've got a shot for 9, but obviously it's way too early to play that game. At least they finally have some talent, and they should start putting some points on the board. So looking forward to the season. I really am.
Yeah, I look forward to it, too. I just hope and pray that they can stay healthy because that would be the one bug. You look at the depth. You know, that's kind of an issue with some positions. So they can stay healthy. I think they'll be in the hunt when you get to the end of the year.
All right. Eric Coleman from CBS. Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you very much. I'll see you out of MetLife this year.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, dude. There you go. Richard Todd, Pat Ryan, Kenny O'Brien, David Norrie, Tony Eason, Kyle Mackey, Brownie Nagel, Boomer Esiason, love Boomer, but Boomer Esiason, Jack Trudeau, Bubby Brister, Frank Reich, Neil O'Donnell, Glenn Foley, Vinny Testaverde, love Vinny, Ray Lucas, love Ray, Rick Meyer, Chad Pennington, love Chad, Quincy Carter, wow, Brooks Bollinger, yikes. Kellen Clemens, second rounder, too, from Oregon. I remember when Ron Jaworski's like, oh, it's a steal of the draft. Stop. Brett Favre, pretty good for 9 weeks. Mark Sanchez, more Kellen Clemens, Geno Smith, Michael Vick, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Bryce Petty, Greg McElroy, Josh McCown, Sam Darnold. That's my road as a Jets fan. Those are all the quarterbacks I've watched. That is just sickening. That is sad. I mean, that is torture. That's what that is. That's torture. No good football fan, no football fan who reaches into their pocket, as I used to have season tickets and pay for parking and tailgate and watch every game like it's the last day of the world, hanging on every snap. Nobody should be subjected to that list of quarterbacks. Nobody. Oh, my God.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.